Ed, what's that about as a junkie? Castillo asked.
Well, Ace, according to Larimer, and Doherty agrees with me that Larimer probably isn't making this up, the way things work down there, there have been 4 other kidnappings Larimer says he knows about. What the bad guys do is snatch a DEA guy, or an FBI guy, or a DIA guy, then let the embassy know he's alive. If shortly thereafter some heavy movement of cocaine goes off all right, they turn him loose. Payment for everybody looking the other way.
But what's with the junkie? Castillo pursued.
I'm getting to that. To show their contempt for gringos generally, and to keep their prisoner captive and quiet, by the time they turn him loose, his arm is riddled with needle tracks. He's lucky to have a vein that's not collapsed. They've turned him into a coke, sometimes a crack junkie.
Castillo shook his head in amazement.
And if their movement of drugs is interdicted? He asked softly. According to Larimer, there have been 4 kidnappings of DEA agents in Paraguay since he's been there. 5, counting Timmons. 3 have been turned loose, full of drugs. One was found dead of an overdose shortly after, about 500 kilos, more than 0.5 ton, of refined coke was grabbed in Argentina on a fruit boat floating down the Paraguay River.
Not garroted? Castillo asked. Deschamps shook his head.
Full of cocaine, he said.
What happens to the ones who are turned loose?
They are quietly given the best medical attention available for drug addiction, Deschamps said. In anticipation of their return to full duty, he paused.
Want to guess how often that works?
Probably not very often, Ambassador Montvale said.
And that doesn't bother you? Castillo snapped.
Of course it bothers me. But we have to look at the big picture, right? Deschamps said sarcastically. DEA agents know their duties are going to place them in danger.
Montvale nodded. He said,
how likely do you think it is that this DEA agent, his name is Timmons, Deschamps said.
Very well, Montvale replied.
How likely do you think it is that Special Agent Timmons and every other DEA agent, DIA agent, Lieutenant Larimer, for example, and CIA officer in the embassy in Asuncion volunteered for the assignment?
Deschamps looked at him for a moment, then said,
and that means Larimer is an unimportant little lieutenant, and Timmons is an unimportant little DEA agent, right?
That was an unfortunate choice of words, Montvale said. But isn't important a relative term?
Which would you say is more important, Mr. Deschamps? Preserving the confidentiality of the presidential finding, the compromise of which would embarrass the president and just about destroy the fruits of the investigation you and Inspector Doherty and the others are about to complete, or sending an unimportant little lieutenant to a weather station in the Aleutian Islands for a year or two to make sure he keeps his mouth shut?
Deschamps didn't reply. Montvale went on.
Or which would be less wise, to send Colonel Castillo and his merry band to Paraguay to take on a drug cartel, which could carry with it, obviously, the very real risk of compromising the finding and, in addition, render the OOA impotent, or letting the people for whom Special Agent Timmons works in Paraguay deal with the matter?
No one is suggesting that Charlie's guys go rescue Timmons, Deschamps said. We all know that wouldn't work.
I'm glad you realize that, Montvale said.
Larimer is not going to be sent to the Aleutian Islands, Castillo said, or anything like that.
Both Montvale and Deschamps looked at him, surprised that he had gone off on a tangent.
What are you going to do with him, Ace? Deschamps asked after a moment.
The first thing that comes to mind is to send him to Bragg. Let him be an instructor or something.
That'll work? Deschamps asked.
I think so.
I don't think that's a satisfactory solution, Montvale said. How can you guarantee he won't do something irrational at Fort Bragg?
I can't. But since the decision about how to deal with him is mine to make, that's where he's going. He may, in fact, be an unimportant little lieutenant in your big picture, but in mine he's a dedicated soldier who did exactly what I would have done in the circumstances.
You told me something like that before, Montvale said. You remember my response?
Castillo nodded.
Something to the effect that his having done what I would have done made you uncomfortable. The implication was that I'm also a loose cannon. There is that matter of the Black Hawk helicopter you borrowed in Afghanistan, Montvale said. That might make some people think that way.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Delchamps said.
But on the other hand, the bottom line is the president doesn't think he is.
Montvale glared at him. Delchamps went on.
I hate to be a party pooper, Mr. Montvale, but unless you want to kick the can around some more, it's now about 1 in the morning, and an old man like me needs his rest.
Yes, and I would agree that we're through here, Montvale said.
8 o'clock in the apartment, Colonel Castillo.
Based on what you and these gentlemen have told me, I don't think we need concern the President that the Southern Cone operations may have been compromised, do you?
I don't think it has, or will be, Mr. Ambassador, Castillo said.
Good evening, gentlemen, Montvale said. Thank you for your time.
He nodded at all of them and walked out of the room.